Nehemiah chapter 4. And for sake of time, we'll begin reading at verse 7. Now, you know the story here. Nehemiah, he's the king cupbearer, and he hears news from Jerusalem that the walls have torn down, the gates have been burned, everything is disarray, and there's no building going on. The people are scattered, and Nehemiah's heart's broke. So he's contrite before the king and the cupbearer, and the king sees his sadness, and it's a sadness for his people. Would to God we could have a sadness for our people. Those are there lost and undone. But the king sings his sadness, and the king asks him what's caused his countenance to be sad. And he says, well, why shouldn't I be sad? Because my people are in disarray, they're scattered, and the walls of the city are torn down, and the gates are burned. And so the king asked him, said, Nehemiah, what would you that I do? And he said, well, send me to build the walls and build the gates. And the king said, well, said, how long will you need? And said, Nehemiah said, I appoint him a time. Amen. Praise God. Said, ask him for the things I need. Praise the Lord. And the Lord blessed it. And the king blessed it. The Lord blessed it. And he sent him about his business. So we see in Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 7, the Bible says this, said, but it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversaries said, they shall not know nor see till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore said I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I even set the people after their families with their swords and their spears and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, for your sons and your daughters and your wives and your houses. And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears and the shields and the bows and the hagabagons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. Then they which built it on the wall, and they that bear burdens was with those that laid into every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so builded, and he that sounded the trumpet was by me. As we look at this morning, and we see the Word of God, and we see God moving, and we see that touch that he has, praise God, and that tug from the throne of grace. And we realize this morning that as things is transpiring here, so does it transpire in our lives. Day by day we face things that, praise God, it's apt to discourage us and turn us away. Here we see in the Word of God in verse 7 to 8, we see an adversary. Amen. And I want to say today we have an adversary, which is the devil. Amen. I said a long time ago, our families, our children, our wives, our spouses, they're not the adversary. The devil's the adversary. Amen. The devil's the one that'll confound us. The devil's the one that'll try to bring us down. The devil's the one that wants to see us build up, but he wants to tear us down. Amen. He wants to tear you down. He wants to tear me down. He wants to destroy the church. But I will say this more, praise God. Jesus himself said the gates of hell not prevail against the church. As long as we stand, keep our eyes on the Lord, keep marching on faithfully for him, obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, the church will prevail. I'm going to say glory be to God, with the help of the Lord, we'll come out victorious in the end. Why? Because we're victors already when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We become born again, praise God. We become vessels of honor unto the Lord. So we see the adversary comes in. The walls, the Bible said, verse 7, are begin to be rebuilt and were made up, and the breaches begin to be stopped. Amen. Those places, he said, the walls is beginning to be built and the gates are beginning to be put in place. That had been burned down. That had been destroyed, praise God, was being built back up. You say, preacher, a lot of times people say, well, you know what? It's too late for America. I want to say, glory be to God, it's not too late. Praise God, I believe it's just right on time for God's people to stand up and build. One more time. Amen. Build up the walls, praise God. Build up the gates, glory be to God. But it's time for God's people to build for the cause of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you what, there's a God of heaven that's wanting to do a marvelous work in the day and hour we live. The presence of God is real right now like it's never been. And be it, God, it's time for God's people just to stand up and say, Lord, here am I. Send me. Amen. Amen. Boy, God just take you and He'll bless you on purpose. He'll use you in a mighty way. Amen. But the adversary comes along and they'll try to get you to be discouraged. They'll try to get you to give up. The Bible says they conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Amen. The enemies all conspired against us. The whole world would like to see God destroyed. They'd like to see God taken out of the way so they can do what they want to do. I want to say glory be to God. There's a God of heaven. Praise God. He may be a way that the flesh wants to go, but I'm glad there's a way that seemeth right to a man. But I want to say the way of God is right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, He's still marching on. Praise God, He's still a helping old sinners. Amen. But there's an adversary, but I want to say there's also some folks that's determined. Amen. In verse 9, we see that nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God. I want to say there's some folks that just settled down. Praise God, they battened down the hatches. They got prepared. Amen. Praise God. And they said, you know what? Are we just going to go with God? Are we going to put our trust in the Lord? And whatever happens will happen. But I know what's going to be. Praise God. God will be with me in the end. Amen. God will be with us in the end. Praise God. We can persevere in the Lord. A determination, praise God, what we need. Why? Because there's a fight ahead. Amen. This every step we take sometimes seems like a battle, doesn't it? Every step we take, amen, we have to take with determination. And we're going to determine, praise God, to just stay with God. And you say, well, preacher, why? Because why should we do that? Because we know the end result of staying with God. We know the promise that we have at the end, praise the Lord. If we should stay with the Lord Jesus Christ, we follow Him. Amen. Follow Him in His footsteps. Because one day, praise God, when it comes your time to cross old Chilly Jordan, praise God, you cross through there not even get your feet wet because He knows where the stepping stones are. Even when it comes time to cross the Jordan, praise God, that river of death, praise God, He'll be there with you. Grace is sufficient.
Amen.
Amen. To get you all the way to the house. Bless His holy name. They were determined. They said, when we made our prayer unto our God and we set a watch against them day and night because of them. Amen. You say, preacher, how do we keep from getting discouraged? Praise God. Praise the Lord. We just stay determined. We set a watch, praise God. And we watch out for the devil. Amen. He said, if we'll submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, James said, he'll flee from us. You know what'll happen? He'll hunt him an easier target. Amen. Now, we're no match for the devil. Amen. But I praise God, when we put up a stiff resistance, you say, how do we do that, preacher? We do it by the Word of God. We allow it to be the light of our life to shine in us, praise God, and it illuminates, and there's no, and the Bible says, where the light is, a darkness has to flee.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, darkness will flee. You get old Booger, praise God, and you turn the spotlight on him, he's going to hit the road. Amen. Why? Because he loves darkness rather than light.
Amen.
But we have an adversary. But we have to be determined. But even when with the adversary, even in our determination, praise God, they still sometimes discouragement. Even in the church, praise God, there's some people that get discouraged. That's what the Bible says, Brother Rex. He said, fail not to assemble yourself together as the custom of some is. Because he knew, praise God, that we'd need each other to encourage each other. Amen. They knew that God would need you, praise God, to encourage me. And he knew that he'd need me to encourage you. Amen. When they got discouraged, discouragement is, he said that the bearers of burdens is decayed and there's much rubbish. Amen. I preached a message on this when we was preaching through Nehemiah on getting the rubbish out of the way. Amen. Somebody's got to come along and help us get the rubbish out of our life, praise God, so we can press on for the cause of Christ. Amen. There's rubbish, praise God, all over the place. Cluttered up our lives. But praise God, when you put your life in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, He helps get rid of the clutter.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He begins to get rid of it. But clutter can be discouraging. He said, though that we were not able to build the wall. So you can't proceed, praise God, with a bunch of clutter in the way. Amen. He said, their adversaries said they shall not know, neither see till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. If we ain't careful, we'll get so concerned, we'll get so distraught, we'll get so sidetracked, praise God, by the wickedness of the world that we'll forget about the good that God can do. Amen. Praise the Lord, we need to focus on the good and forget about the bad. Amen. Pray and seek the good. Amen. And the good will take care of the bad. Amen. It'll change your attitude. I said that in our children, praise God, if we'll just begin to encourage them for the good that they do. You don't have to spank them so much for the bad they do. Amen. Praise God. Encouragement, but there's discouragement. He says in verse 12, he said, it came to pass that when the Jews that which dwelt by them. Now, not only the adversary, but the people themselves began to say, you know what, this ain't looking good. He said, which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Amen. So 10 different times, the Jews said, you know what, he said, they're all around us. He said that they've surrounded us. There's nowhere to go. They know where we are. Amen. I want to say, praise God. The enemy may know where you are. The enemy may know what you're going through. But I want to say, God Almighty does too.
Amen.
Amen. God is a delivering God. God is a God of compassion. God is a God of help. God is there to lift us out, praise God, and set our feet upon a foundation, which is Christ Jesus our Savior, and deliver us up, praise God, to raise us out of our despair. Amen. Why? Because, praise God, discouragement will come. But glory be to God. Thank God for the watchman. That watchman's there, praise God, and he's a looking, he sees, and he sees the adversary. And he's encouraging those that's determined, praise God, just stay in a good fight of faith. Amen. Just keep pressing on just a little further, praise God, and it'll be all right.
Amen.
Amen. Just a little further along, it'll get better. Yeah. Amen. Glory be to God. You say, preacher, you always say that, glory be to God. It's happening. It's coming, praise the Lord. Amen. One day Jesus come and he will not tarry. Amen. When it gets time, praise God, for him to come for me and you, he'll come, praise God, because he said he would. We'll not tarry. So we see the watchman. Amen. Oh, Nehemiah, he said, therefore, in verse 13, I said, therefore, in the lower places behind the wall and on the higher places. Amen. And I even set the people after their families with their swords and their spears and their bows. Amen. Praise God. He said the watchman got to looking out there and he saw the adversary. Amen. He saw something greater than the adversary. He saw some people that were determined. I want to say, glory be to God, those that are determined in the Lord Jesus Christ are greater than those that's in the world. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
Amen. We have an adversary, praise God. And the man of God, the watchman, he's seen the adversary, but he's seen the people that were determined. And he saw the discouragement. But praise God, he said, hey, listen, don't be discouraged. He said, it's time to rise up, praise God. I want to preach just a moment in time this morning, God to me my help, on a reason to fight. Amen. As we celebrate this Veterans Day, amen, glory be to God, which was yesterday. Amen, I want to preach on a reason to fight. Amen. Praise God. Me and my wife celebrated yesterday. We've been together 34 years. Amen. She ought to get a Medal of Honor. And a Purple Heart, and a Distinguished Medal, and a Medal of Valor, and a Medal of Purpose, Amen. She ought to get all of whatever they have to give. Amen. She ought to get one. Amen. But I want to preach her just a while, just a few moments on this, and we'll be done. On a reason to fight. So Nehemiah come up there, praise God, and he said, listen, he said, there's a reason, praise God, to fight. He said, it's time to stand, praise God. It's time to get past the adversary. It's time to get past the discouragement, praise God, and get determined, praise the Lord, just to press on for God. Amen. It's time to press on. Forgetting the past. Paul said, hey, praise God, let's look for the finish line, glory be to God. Press on to the mark. Praise the Lord. Forget about what happened years ago. Amen. Just take, if the devil won't take you back, take him back to where you fell on your face and got saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Take him back to there and say, I'm not that person no more that I used to be. Christ Jesus, my Savior, bless His holy name. But he says that there's a reason to fight. But he said in order to have a reason to fight, we got to be ready to fight. Amen. We got to be ready to fight. He says in verse 14, he said, and I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Amen. He said, we've got a reason to fight. He said, remember the Lord. Amen. Young as I will say, glory be to God this morning, we've got a reason to fight. We've got a reason to take a stand. We've got a reason to be planted, praise God, in the goodness of God. Amen. Praise the Lord, because we know what's ahead. I've read in the volume of the book the last chapter and the last verse. Amen. And I've read where Jesus is coming to get us and take us that place that He's prepared for us. It won't be long, amen. Glory be to God, just a little while. Amen. He said, remember the Lord. See, we have to remember the Lord. Remember what Jesus done for us on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was reading this. I got to thinking about old Abram. When he come out of Ur of the Chaldees, praise God, and there was a lot of adversaries, there's a lot of obstacles that would have tried, even his own family tried to stop him from going into the promised land. But Abram was determined, praise God. Amen. Even in spite of the discouragement. And he made preparations. Amen. Abram began to make some preparations. Let me just show you. Look at Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13. Amen. Let's go to 14. We'll back up and get 13. I just want to hit a lick in that. And we see the kings rise up against them. And Lot's done made a decision. Lot's going to go back. He cast his lot towards Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. Because of the contention between their herdsmen over where to pasture the sheep and the goats and the camels. Amen. I mean, I'm talking about serious stuff. Well, who's got to get what grass? And they had some contention between the herdsmen. And Abram said, listen, we can't have this going on. He said, we're claiming to be children of God. And if we're going to squabble over these things here, he said, what are the unrighteous thinking? So he told Lot, he said, you go to the left and I'll go to the right, or you go to the right and I'll go to the left. Amen. So, but you know the story, Lot looked down that well-watered plain, praise God, of Jordan, and he headed off toward the Sodom. Amen? And he got down there, and the Bible says, chapter 13, verse 12, said, Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Now, this is the first time that the Bible talks about sinners. Amen? Talking about those fornicators and adulterers, those living in wickedness and vileness, amen, before the Lord. Amen. Ain't that what sinners are? Amen. Sinners, they were sinners exceedingly. They were sodomites. Had turned the very humanity, the way God had created, into something against nature itself. Wickedness. But in chapter 14, the Bible says that Abraham looked down and a word come to him that there was a war. He said, these kingdoms rose up and they come against Sodom and Gomorrah. But they thank God that Abram was a-watching. Thank God for those watchmen, praise God, that's keeping an eye out for the adversary. Amen. So they can get ahead of things so they don't get to be too much discouragement along the way. Amen. Yeah. So they can be encouragers. And the Bible says that they come along and they begin to defeat all these, and they begin to defeat Sodom and Gomorrah. It says chapter 14, verse 10, and the vale of Siddim was full of slime pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there, and they had remained fled, and that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. Now watch this. He said, and they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother Eshcol, the brother of Anar, and these were confederate with Abraham. So Abraham had some down there. It was on his side. And they come told him what had happened. But now just watch this. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants by night, and smote them and pursued them unto Hobah, which is one on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. So you see what takes place here. Faithful Abraham, praise God, is watching. He hears it, praise God, and he's got these people lined up. In other words, his house is prepared, amen, to put up a fight. I wonder today if our household is prepared to put up a fight. Amen. You say, well, preacher, should we? There's a reason to fight. We have a reason to fight. Abraham looked out there, praise God, and he seen what was happening. But you know how he was, he had a reason to fight, but you know how he was able to fight? He had prepared to fight. Hello? You say, well, preacher, we're not supposed to fight. We're supposed to love everybody. Amen? But we're supposed to fight the devil. Amen? We're supposed to hate the wickedness of this world. We love the sinner, but we hate the sin. In order to fight against it, praise God, we have to stand against it. Amen. Now I know this ain't popular preaching in the world that we live in. We're supposed to just love everybody and love their sin. Amen. Just allow all of it even to come in the house of God. Amen. Get down to the basement, praise God, and bring beer and wine and alcohol. Maybe do your drugs, whatever you want to do. Praise God, this will be the best place to do it because it's safe. Straight out of hell. Amen. Praise God. But if we're willing to fight, if we're ready to fight, he said, then we can not be afraid of them. Amen. See, I'm not afraid of the devil. I'm not afraid of all the mess that the devil tries to shove down our throat, praise God, because I know the devil. I know what's right and I know what's wrong, praise God. I'm able to make an informed decision. And so aren't you. Ain't you glad of that today? We're able. We know what's right, praise God. We just got to stand on what's right. Amen. It's never wrong to stand. Praise God. And it's time to stand right now. So we see an invasion takes place. The Bible says Abraham heard about it. And he had 300. Now watch this. He had 318 persons in his household, including his servants. But the Bible said that he armed his servants. Now watch this. They were trained in his household. Amen. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying he had a household, praise God, down to the lowest servant, praise God, that was trained to fight. That was trained to stand against the wiles of the devil and to stand against the adversary, praise God, so discouragement wouldn't come in. Amen. We need a good training program, praise God, and a whole lot of faith. Focus our faith, praise God, on our training program and we'll come out victorious. Amen. We'll have a reason to fight. And we'll be ready to fight. Bless the Lord. Amen. He said they were born in his house. Amen. So what did he have? Let me tell you what Abraham had. It goes against everything a liberal believes. He had, Brother Chris, he had a well-armed militia. Amen. He had folks that was ready to fight. You know, our founding fathers, when they designed and built this country, praise God, they knew what they were doing. Amen. When it come time to fight, when they was ready to declare independence from the rest of the world, praise God, they was well-armed men. It was free men, praise God, in their houses, their homes, and their communities that stood up and said, glory be to God, we're ready to fight. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time that we stood up, praise God, against the devil and the wiles of death and say we're ready to fight. Amen. Claiming victory, praise God. Searching for victory. Looking for victory. Amen. Why did he have such a well-armed militia? He started passing up weapons. Amen. Now, what you notice, he didn't have to take time to have a training program on how to use them. They already had them. They just began to pass them out. Amen. He began to arm that staff he had, his house, his servants, his family, praise God. Why? Because they was a purpose. Family and community, praise God. Personal protection, that's why he had it. Now, a lot of people say, well, preacher, I don't believe in that. I think we just ought to let the government take control of all that. Yeah, ask Geronimo about that, how it worked out for him.
Amen?
Amen. Well, again, go in there, look at the trail of blood, praise God, the trail of tears, amen, that they made the Indians, praise the Lord. We're standing on their ground now. Amen. They said, turn in your guns, we'll take care of you. Yeah. You know what this, let me just say this while I'm here. You say, preacher, you're talking politics. No, I'm talking common sense. When they talk about registering our guns, you better watch them. Because registration leads to confiscation. And confiscation leads to genocide. Amen. You say, how do you know? You look at the Indians. You look at the Jew. Amen. The only reason America's as strong as she is because you got men and women, praise God, that stood up and said, you know what? We have a right to defend what's ours. And praise God, Brother Don, the United States of America, it belongs to me and to you and to you and to you, and we have a right to defend her. Praise the Lord. Praise God, we've got a reason to fight, praise God, because we stand upon the greatest nation in the world, and it's ours.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Bless His holy name. He gave it to us because that flag, we have that flag, praise God, stands for liberty. Amen. Glory be to God. It's in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Without Him, we can do nothing. But we have a reason to fight. Abram had a reason to fight, praise God. He had something to stand for. He said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. We come to a time and a place where we're beginning to fall for anything. We'll just accept everything that's coming and going. Amen. I think it's kind of funny, this Hollywood thing. Amen. You might say the chickens come home to the roost. Amen. You can only push wickedness for so long. You can only live in wickedness for so long, but your sin will find you out. Amen. They thought because they was pushing it and glamorizing the wickedness of Hollywood, praise God, that it'd make it okay what they did. Amen. Somebody with some common sense come up and said, you know what? What they did ain't right. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because they got a reason to fight. Praise God. We have a reason to fight, praise God. We have something to stand for. Nehemiah said, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord. Amen. Number one, we got a reason to fight because we can remember who God is.
Amen.
Amen. We can remember that we have a Lord and a Savior, praise God, that's greater than all the conflict of the world. We have a delivering God that we serve who's on our side. Bless His holy name. One that's greater than anything I've ever met in my life. Amen. I've never had the privilege of meeting Brother Don, the President of the United States. But praise God, I've met my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's the most precious thing I ever encountered in my life is my Lord Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Bless His holy name. We have a reason to fight because we have the Lord. But we have a reason to fight because He said, fight for your brethren. Amen. We have a reason to fight because our brethren and our sister, praise God, the people in our churches, our people in our family, praise, the people that we have around us. Every one of you are worth fighting for. You say, well, preacher, I wouldn't fight for you. Amen. Praise God. Listen, you might not, but I'd give my life for you. Amen. I'd lay her down at heartbeat. You say, well, you don't know that. I know I would. I'd give my life for you. Amen. Hey, praise God, because I love you. I love every one of you. You are a blessing to me. Amen. He said, remember, he said, we have a reason to fight because of the brethren. He said, we have a reason to fight because of our sons. Amen. I know you, that these, hey, praise God, when these fellas went off, we got five men here this morning that served. that served in the military. We had five men here this morning as veterans. And when they loaded up, praise God, and they packed up and they went. You say, well, preacher, they didn't want to. Some of them were drafted. Yeah, but they could have took off and run like some cowards did up the Canada or somewhere else. But you know what they did? They said, my country called me. My country said they need me. And they served, praise God. Amen. They didn't look back. They said, I've got some sons. I've got some brothers and sisters. I've got some sons, praise God, that need some help, that need defending. Amen. And I'm going to stand. I'm going to defend them. I'm going to do my part. They didn't back down. They didn't cower, praise God. They said, you know what? There's a reason to fight. Amen. Say, praise God, we've got a reason to fight. Fight for the brethren. Fight for sons. Fight for your daughters. Amen. We have a reason to fight to protect our daughters, these young ladies, praise God, so we can keep respect and courtesy to our ladies. Amen. To stand upon what's truth, the Word of God, as them being a weaker vessel, praise God, it's our job, men, to stand up and protect them. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Stand up and fight for our wives. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, you can do what you want to me, but you get to tearing down my wife, praise God. I mean, we'll have a confrontation. Amen. I appreciate my wife. I thank God for her. I love her with all my heart. I couldn't make it without her. Amen. But we ought to be, willing to fight, praise God, for our wives. Yeah. Amen. We ought to, our wives, fellas, are a reason to fight. Yeah, right. Amen. But we're living a day and our people just chunk them away. Well, bless God, I'll get rid of that and I'll get me another. Amen. But praise God, I want to say a real man, praise God, he'll get in there and he'll fight for his wife. Amen. Amen. Fellas.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. A real man will get in there, he'll fight for his wife, praise God. A real man will get in there and he'll fight for his children, fight for his home, praise God. He said, we have a burden, we have a reason to fight. For our wives, our daughters, our wives. He said, for our houses. Amen. He said, the reason these men went to battle, the reason these men fight, praise God, is for their home and their country, praise God. Amen. So that we'd have the right and the privilege. I know what you say, but you say, well, preacher, we don't really own nothing. The government does. Because if you don't pay taxes, they come get it. That's true. They do. But praise God, we have an opportunity to hang out there, praise God, as long as we're here, as long as we pay our taxes. Amen. A lot of countries don't have that privilege. Amen. We have something that's worth fighting for. And he said, these people stood, praise God, and they fought to fight. Amen. He said, in verse 16, it came to pass when from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work and the other half of them held both the spears and the shields and the bows and the haggergons and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. Amen. Said the rulers stood up and they said, praise God, this thing's a going good. Amen. So half of them, Brother Rex said, praise God. He said, it's time to rise up and fight. It's time to take a stand. And part of them said, well, we can't let the work fall by. Somebody's got to do the work. Amen. So some said, well, praise God, there's a reason to fight. Praise the Lord. We'll stand guard, we'll fight, and you do the work. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's some folks that's ready to stand up and fight, praise God. Amen. In a good way. Hello.
Amen.
Amen. For the right reason. Praise the Lord. And there's some that's willing and ready to do the work. Amen. What we need to do, praise God, just pray the devil off these that's ready to do the work so they can do the work while we watch. Amen. Praise God, give them a scotch. Give them some help. The Bible says that they begin to build, they begin to look, they begin to see. And they which build it on the wall, and they which bear burdens with those that laden, everyone with one of his hands wrought in the work, and the other hand held a weapon. Amen. Can you see the picture here? He said, there's a reason to fight. There's a reason to take a stand. And said, praise God, Brother Jeff, they held a trowel in one hand and a weapon in the other. Amen. I remember Teresa's daddy before he passed away talked about when he was in Vietnam. And he was part of the engineering brigade. And they would go in there and they would, Brother Chris, they would build them bridges and things to get their tanks and equipment across. And he literally said, we would work with one hand, had our gun in the other, had that gun on our shoulder, always ready. Amen. And said they would work as hard as they could. Amen. But always somebody's watching. They was already ready to fight. See, what we got to do, praise God, we got to be willing and working, but we got to be ready to fight against the devil. Yeah. Amen. We got to be willing to take a stand. We got to be willing, praise God, to get in the fight. Because there's a reason to fight. Look around us in this community. The drugs and the alcohol and the wickedness is consuming our young people. It's sucking the life out of them. It's destroying them. Amen. There's a reason to stand up and encourage each other to come alongside, praise God. Work with one hand on the trowel, another hand on the weapon. Amen. Standing firm, praise God, in what God has given us. Say, preacher, what do we have? Because of these men that stood faithful, praise God, we got a heritage in these mountains. Amen. For taking a stand. Why do you think they called North Carolina the Tar Heels? Huh? They call us Tar Heels, praise God, because they said these old mountain boys, amen, praise God, and these old mountain ladies, glory be to God. He said when it come time to fight, he said they would dig in like our feet was stuck with tar. You couldn't run them away. They wasn't afraid. They wouldn't run. They'd take a stand. Amen. I can remember when the church would take a stand, praise God. We weren't afraid of a fight. Amen. You say, preacher, should we be out fighting? No, we ought to be. Praise God, we ought to be fighting the devil. Taking a stand, praise God. Living right before God. Making this place, praise God, a place where God is honored and worshiped and respected. You say, how do you do that? By living for Him. Amen. By deciding to take the fight to the devil. Amen. By putting up that resistance. Amen. A resistance. Praise God that the devil can't do nothing about. I tell you what, the devil gets to pushing on you, praise God. You just bow your head, just submit yourself totally to God and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. That devil, he'll hit the road. Amen. About two or three more Jesuses, praise God, he'd be a saved devil. Amen. He can't stand that name. Praise God. And he gets gone. You want the devil to leave you alone? You praise God. You want to have victory in Jesus? Praise God. Just proclaim the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Why? Because there's a reason to fight. There's a reason to take a stand. Amen. We look around us today. We look around here in this. Praise God. These little old young'uns is up here singing. I thought, glory be to God. What a heritage! I want to say in these mountains, praise God, we've got a heritage. We've got a heritage. We're letting our heritage. We can't let our heritage slip. Amen. We got to build on our heritage. Amen. We got to take a stand. We got to live for God. We got to live in godly manner. Praise God. We got to lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God. We got to lift up that old bloodstained banner. Amen. It's the only way we'll ever get our country back in going in the right direction is by lifting up the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. The Muslims, listen to me, the Muslims is overflowing our country. Amen. They said they've got whole communities in Detroit, Michigan that's overrun by the police are not allowed to go in. That whole community is under Sharia law. The police aren't allowed to go in there. How can that happen in America? Let me tell you how it happens. Because people didn't take a stand. So you know what? This is a Christian nation. This is a godly nation, amen. This is a nation that trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. And our great Creator, God. Our God, the true and the living God. Amen. Do you hear what I said? The true and the living God. Amen. Christ Jesus our Lord and God the Father. Praise God through God the Holy Spirit. And make a difference. Holding on to our heritage. Why? Because there's a reason to fight this morning. We, every one of us, have a reason to fight. Every one of us this morning have a reason to stand. You say, what? Look beside you. Look behind you. Look around you. Amen. Every one of us, we have a reason to stand. We have a reason to fight. Amen. Because the devil and the wickedness of the devil and the wickedness of hell, praise God, is trying to overshadow us, trying to prevail against us. But I want to say, praise God, there's one that's already won the victory. And it's Christ. It happened on the cross of Calvary so many years ago. Amen.